Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Kenny Loggins was born on this date in 1948. He initially turned to music as a way of compensating for his extreme shyness. Loggins took a job as a staff writer for Wingate Music, and four of his songs ended up on the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band album Uncle Charlie and His Dog Teddy. This event was fortuitous, as that album was the first release by the newly reconstituted version of the group, and included what proved to be their biggest hit, Mr. Bojangles. The presence of the latter helped make Uncle Charlie one of the group's biggest selling long players, and the exposure generated a second hit in the form of Loggins' own House at Pooh Corner. The success of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's recordings brought Loggins to the attention of Jim Messina. It was Messina's intention to produce Loggins' debut album, but he also ended up playing and singing on the record, and it worked out so well that the two ended up in a duo. Loggins and Messina were among the most popular folk-based soft rock acts of the first half of the 70s, and enjoyed a four-year string of successful albums. Loggins and Messina broke up in 1976, and Loggins retained a strong following in the years immediately after. He went on to solo stardom with such million-selling albums as Celebrate Me Home, Night Watch, and Keep the Fire. Loggins also became known as the king of the movie soundtrack song, scoring top 10 hits with I'm All Right from Caddyshack, Footloose from Footloose, and Danger Zone from Top Gun. During this period, he was also one of the participants in USA for Africa on the benefit recording We Are the World. His own albums sold less well and came less frequently throughout the 80s, with later efforts like 1991's Leap of Faith, 97's The Unimaginable Life, and 98's December finding favor primarily in adult contemporary circles. In 1994, he also issued a children's album, Return to Pooh Corner, and released its sequel, More Songs from Pooh Corner, in early 2000. He reunited with Messina in 2005 for a successful tour, album, and concert video, and in 2007, Loggins released How About Now, his first new solo album in 4 years. It was followed by All Join In 2009. John McConico, an African-American educator, newspaper editor and publisher, businessman, national grand auditor for the Mosaic Templars of America, and a civil rights pioneer, died in Little Rock on this date in 1958. His business and civil rights leadership included membership in the National Negro Business League, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and the Arkansas Negro Democratic Association. The first U.S. presidential election was held on this date in 1789. Americans voted for electors who, a month later, chose George Washington to be the nation's first president. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.